The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side. You know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting and take your recruiting questions at this time. This time only at 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. All right. Before we talk a little bit of recruiting in this segment, I wanted to pick up on the talking point or the conversation we were having at the end of the last segment, and that is about Cincinnati coaching searches. You know by now, Luke Fickell is the new head coach at Wisconsin, which picks up on something that I've been saying. If you've been paying attention to us on the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, my conversations with Steve Clark, got into it a little bit on the Recruiting Insider. Wisconsin did not want Jim Leonard, which is, that would be a cautionary tale for me if I were looking at him in a head coaching search, even as a coach. Just, you know, the way that things went down with Paul Chris just seems a little fishy to me. You know, and he seemed convinced that he was going to be the guy, and Wisconsin dragged their feet, obviously, because they did not want him. And they eventually landed on Luke Fickell. Anyway, that brings us to the Cincinnati coaching search, where Jim Leonard's name has appeared. Brian Hartline from Ohio State reportedly interviewing for the gig as well. Jesse Minter's name being tossed around in that search, and for understandable reasons. First of all, he's been fantastic. Jesse Minter has been fantastic this season, and he wasn't just, you know, he didn't come in and just don't touch it, right? He came in, and it required you putting a stamp on. I mean, there are some, you know, when you inherit a kingdom like Ryan Day, it's like, okay, just don't mess it up. For Jesse Minter, the charge was different. Sure, you inherited a defense that had been successful, but the core elements in that success had gone. So it requires you to come in and implement more of your touch, you know, to have more of your imprint on that defense. And Michigan had to be successful, different, same scheme, but achieving pressure differently, right? You know, mixing coverages more on the back end. I mean, he achieved the success in a different way. And if you want to take the model of inheriting the Michigan defense and maintaining that level of performance, you can apply that model to Cincinnati. Because Cincinnati, in case you haven't been paying attention, program's in really good shape. Luke Fickell did a great job. They were a playoff team last year. They're really good again this year, right? So this is not a rebuild job. You aren't stepping into, this is going to be a Big 12 team. You're not stepping into a scenario or a setting where, you know, you got to build a program from scratch like you have to do at a lot of these programs. Jesse Minter showed that he can do that. Another thing you got to like about Jim is Jim does not stand in the way. I respect this about him. And as hard as it is for fans to respect it, and I get it, like you want continuity among your staff members. I learned a long time ago to not look at it. So this is just me. I'm not saying it to you. But I learned a long time ago to not look at it selfishly, you know, between the personal relationships that get formed and you know, wanting Michigan to be in the best shape. You know, my early days of doing this, be real distraught when guys, it looked like they were going to leave. Now I root for them. I root for him because, you know, you wind up wanting what's best for them. And I get that. You get that vibe off of Jim big time. Like they asked Jim during this press conference on Monday, you think Sharon Moore is ready to be a head coach? He's like, hell yeah. He's ready to be a head coach yesterday. You know, they'd be foolish not to make Sharon, to hire Sharon right now. Right. And you get a lot of coaches that don't do that. You'd be surprised. I was Vance lent voice to that on the breakdown yesterday. He said, "Yeah, man, you got coaches trying to hold you back because it helps. It helps assure their success, and so they stand in the way." Jim does not do that. He's always promoting his guys to get opportunities. So, you know, he'll be the first one. If Cincinnati says, "Hey, what about Jesse Minter?" He'll be the first one to be like, "Hey, yeah, come check him out." And so in addition to the fact that he has done a great job here, he has ties to the program. His dad being the head coach there for years, basically coming up in that program. So there are a lot of reasons to think that he would be a prime candidate. He is being tossed around. He is being mentioned in Cincinnati circles as a candidate. Now, you know, how viable, you know, what level of candidate relative to others? I can't say that he's up there with Brian Hartline. Deion Sanders is said to be in strong contention. He's reportedly down to three schools, Deion, Colorado, USF, and Cincinnati. And if I'm Deion, from the standpoint of the best job right now, just right now, here and out today, is Cincinnati. Now, the one with the most potential for him, I would argue, is USF. I mean, just where it is, the talent hotbed that you're in, and if he could pull guys from Florida State at Jackson State, he'd definitely be able to pull guys from some of the bigger programs at USF. So that's the one with the most potential. The one with the highest profile at the moment is Colorado. But again, you're going to Colorado. So
the countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
That's not to say he won't do it, but, you know, we'll see. But he is being mentioned in that mix. Alex Grinch, USC's defensive coordinator, is another name that's been thrown around. He's an Ohio guy, kind of rooting for that, because if Alex Grinch gets that job, that means, my man, I bet you he would hire my guy Roy Manning as a defensive coordinator, because Alex, you know, Roy and Alex Grinch are tied at the hip. So if Alex Grinch goes to Cincinnati, you can book Roy going there too. I mean, unless
then I have to start liking Cincinnati a little bit. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, unless Lincoln Riley decided to make Roy the DC out there, then that would keep Roy, you know, in SoCal. Otherwise, he's going with Alex Grinch. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you some inside dirt.
Sam, right? I'm not saying that. I don't dispute anything you're saying. I'm just trying to picture leaving LA for Cincinnati.
He would do it. He would do it. Look. Roy coached in Pullman, Washington.
Good point. He's been there, done that. You're right. Yeah. Cincinnati,
I mean, come on,
yeah,
man.
Cincinnati is an awesome city in comparison to Pullman, Washington. And, so I get that. Yeah.
When you find someone you have a great relationship with, because that's the other thing that is striking to me in that game, you think loyalty is a big deal. You learn real quick it's not. You know, when you find true loyalty, not Ryan Day fake loyalty. See, Ryan Day is a fake loyal guy. When you find real loyalty, and I said it. That was some bull that he did to Al Washington. That's some straight bull. So you want to know why I'd be giving it to him? He did Al wrong. So yeah, it's personal. It's definitely personal. And let's just say I wasn't the only one kind of giddy that they got it, on the chin. They got it on the chin, Ira. Anyway, you had a lot of folks rooting for Michigan in that game. But I'll leave it there. And come on back. When you find real loyalty, like Roy is fine with Alex Grinch, you know, you follow it, right? That's not something to be minimized. And so he would go. I say all of that to say, I think that there are guys much higher in the pecking order than Jesse. This is not me rooting against Jesse. Understand that. I'm rooting for him to get the next opportunity. But what those other guys have over him is tenure in the position.
Yeah, he has one thing, though, that those guys don't have. His dad. His family. It's royal. Like, and that he Luke Fickell broke his dad's record for most wins in program history, yeah. Right? So that is the one thing. Like, you can talk about resume all you want, that other guy's maybe a little more tenured, a little more seasoned. He has the heartstrings part that a lot that people within that organization, within that school, may lean on the most. So it's hard to know where.
Well, here's what I know.
Right.
Here's what I know. It would be Jesse Minter would be a great hire for them.
I'm not trying to convince him. I'm not bringing it up to try to convince him. When I saw the list of candidates for Cincinnati and his name was the first name on the list, and they didn't say it was in any particular order, but it was the first name. Maybe it was just the first name that jumped out to me. But as soon as I saw it, I go, well, duh. Like, that was my reaction was, duh, he should be on the list. Should he get the job? I don't know. But he should be on the list based on his ties to the program, family ties.
Well, I tell you this, if you're them, you should want to hire him over Jim. I'm telling you, man, if you're Cincinnati, if you're any of these schools, you got to be asking yourself, why didn't Cincinnati hire Jim Leonard? Why didn't Wisconsin hire Jim Leonard?
Things that make you go.
I mean, yeah, man. So that would give me serious pause. Compared to a Jesse Minter who hasn't been in D.C. as long as Jim Leonard, but he's royalty. He did a fantastic job at Michigan in his time there. He is a willing and dedicated recruiter. I think he would be an awesome, awesome hire for them. But, you know, are they willing to gamble in the sense that he hasn't been a coordinator as long as some of the other guys on the list? And that's if they don't grab one of these head coaches that they're reportedly tracking as well, like a Deion. Like, you get a Deion, Deion's a home run. He's a home run. Like, I look at Auburn hiring Hugh Freeze, and I'm like, man, see, that's the donor group down there saying they're not comfortable with Deion. It's not about his
amazing
ability.
They're comfortable with everything on Hugh Freeze's track record, which goes well beyond just escorts.
Right. Right.
Pressuring assault victims
in.
It's insane that's okay. Oh, don't get me started, Sam, on Auburn.
Come on, man.
Don't get me started on Auburn. I'll give you a chance on Saturday, though. I will definitely give you a chance to talk about this on Saturday.
Man, that should jump out at you playing this day. Because who is going to do a better job of challenging Nick Saban? I would gamble on Deion. They don't want to deal with Deion. And Deion is going to come in.
Maybe Deion told them no, Sam. Maybe Deion told them. Maybe people around Deion actually said, Deion, there are certain places you never want to be in college football, and Auburn is one of them.
He would kill it.
He'd kill it, but he should know better. Maybe it's his reasoning that he's not even a part of it.
Well, you want to go toe-to-toe with the big fella over at Tuscaloosa, he was your best shot. So, but yeah, you're more comfortable with Hugh Freeze than you are with Deion. Come on, man. Anyway, I digress, Mr. Weintraub. I digress. I said all of that, and I'm sorry. We got a Recruiting Insider podcast. Be sure to check that out, folks. Be sure to check that out. I mean, but this was interesting too, right? I didn't mean to go that long talking about the coaching. I do not think that Jesse's at the top of the pecking order is the point. But I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to have the opportunity. Because that for him, of all the jobs that are open, is that's a home run for Jesse Minter. Cincinnati is a home run for Jesse Minter. I hope it lands on him, but I won't be sad if Michigan winds up having him for a second year. How's that? How's that? Right? That's splitting the baby, if you will. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.